Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Stephen. We've had a little bit of technical difficulties this morning starting with this show, but we're going to let's go with it. This is Groomer Talk Radio. This is Steve, and we have a guest today. This is our first kickoff of the fall season. As we get into the radio season here again, and we've got Remy is with us. I think it's Remy Bebo. We have to make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. I believe she's here, and I see we have a few more listeners that are still logging in to the current show right now. So we'll let that go for a minute. What's going on? We do have, for those of you, if you come into Groomer Talk, we're giving away, over $200 in prizes. You can play that on the message board. You go to www.petgroomerforums, F-O-R-U-M-S, it's all one word, petgroomerforums.com. It only takes an email address to join, and every day we're posting trivia questions, and we'll be doing that for a few weeks. And everyone that tries to answer the questions correctly, you can post and answer each question once a day. But we have a drawing. We just recently gave away over $300, and now we have another $250 that's becoming available. So go ahead and play that while you're there. You can talk with a lot of other groomers that come into our community. Okay, I've got a few more people there. I can see they're just finishing logging in at this point. Remy Bibaud is with Pet Perennials, and this is the first time to be on our radio show. They are a sponsor of PetGroomer.com. They do some very unusual things. You aren't going to find many vendors that are like them, and how they can assist you as groomers to support your client relations program. Let me see if I can get Remy up. She's here with us, and get her online. Hold on. Hello, Remy. Are you there?
I am, Stephen. How are you?
Hi. Oh, well, we just had a little bit of chaos. I couldn't get in the system. First time ever in like 8 years we've been doing these shows, but there was a Blog Talk issue. Something was blocking. But anyway, we're here now.
Awesome.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, you know, doing the usual Saturday chores around the house. So I know that we were talking today, so I made sure I got everything done so I could talk with you and anybody that's listening.
Great. Why don't you tell people a little bit about your background and Pet Perennials before we get into some more questions?
Okay. Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Pet Perennials is based out of Pittsburgh. I'm a two-time entrepreneur. I had a business that I sold in 2014, the same year that I co-founded Pet Perennials with my business partner, Lori Davidson. And I have a black lab. Her name is Harley. She is 7 years old. She's a rescue. I adopted her at our first shelter event when we started Pet Perennials. So I remember the day, and these two little puppies came climbing up on me, and I thought, oh, no, I can't take two dogs. And then by the end of that event, one of the dogs had been adopted, and I thought, well, I can't very well let that other one go back to the shelter without her sibling. So that's how Harley came to live with us, and she's just a wonderful dog. Obviously, Pittsburgh, I love my city. I love my sports here. And I've been a Make-A-Wish volunteer for 26 years, so I can't even believe I can say that. But when I was getting out of graduate school, I got involved with that organization. Some other things, I wrote a book that I'm working with an editor to get ready for publication. It's on my grandparents' love affair during World War II. It was kind of a biography. And as the co-founder of Pet Perennials, I wear a lot of hats, probably like most of the groomers listening and that will hear this later do. We're pretty much everything. So I'm hitting the trade show circuit this fall. I'll be at Groom Expo next week in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We have a booth there. So if anybody listening is in Hershey next week, please stop by, see us. I'll be the chief booth wrangler on that day, just trying to, you know, share with the groomers and the different businesses and people what it is that we do. So that's a little bit of background on me, Stephen.
How did you guys come up with the name Pet Perennials?
Well, so my inspiration for starting the business was my dog, Olive. And she was my first dog as an adult, and I lost her at the age of 7. So, and it was sudden. She got sick. In any case, we refer to her as our chief inspiration officer. So at that time, Lori was working with me. My business partner now was working with me in my previous business. And I just, you know, I was going through a lot of personal changes, and I said, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And Olive suddenly passed away. She got real sick with kidney failure and all kind of other things. So in any event, that experience, I guess, the pain that I went through, along with some other personal things I was going through with, you know, my relationship and whatever, that planted a seed in me. And then that's what literally bloomed into Pet Perennials, because we started a product. Our very first product was called Pet Perennials, and it is a memorial product. It's actually a way to grow wildflowers in memory of a pet, and we have a patent on it. It's a patent because you can incorporate some of the cremated remains of a pet, and then they're wildflowers that come back season after season. So obviously they're perennials, and we're doing it in memory of our dogs or our cats or any pet. And so that's how the name evolved, was first with a product, and we were a product before we were ever really a company. And then through the evolution of it all, we moved into what we do today. So that's really the very beginning for us.
And how, you know, I was thinking when you, I was part of a family locally and helping them with a cremation, and have a glass factory in Tacoma, Washington, very famous glass factory. And they even like they'll create a blown glass actually. And they'll work in some of the rain. So your products actually work in some of the ashes as well, correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Pet Perennials product, the original Pet Perennials product, evolved into what we call the Pet Perennials Kit. And so we put everything into that little garden, that bag, that'll allow the family, the pet parent or the family, to create their own wildflower gardens, to make their own, as we call them, seed wafers. With everything we put in the bag, you make little wafers in the shapes of hearts and paws. And if you have the cremated remains of your pet, you can choose to add some of them if you want. And then you truly are incorporating them into the garden or that space that you're growing in their memory. So, yeah, it is an incorporation. we made it easy. We wanted people to get the benefit of the activity of being able to, you know, if you have children, talk through it through a fun activity and then watch them grow. And the way that we have 15 species of wildflower seeds in there. Most of those are perennials, but we do mix in some annuals, and that way you get your blooms a lot faster. So literally within a few weeks of sowing the seed wafers, you start to see the growth. And it is really puts a smile on your face. So it's good for children. It's good for, anybody. You don't even have to be a gardener because wildflowers are so easy to grow. You just need really water and sunshine. And then if you choose, you can add some ashes. And some people don't have that. They might plant them where they've buried a pet, or they may just plant them in memory, and then they have a little garden, that they just brings them, some comfort. So, but we wanted it to be simple. We wanted it to be able to be packaged so that you could send it to someone that you know that's lost a pet. Because what we realized in our business was most people that are actually have lost a pet aren't shopping. You know, they're grieving. But we all know someone who's lost a pet. And that's how we evolved from being a product to actually being a company that creates an easy way for us to send thoughtful gifts to people during times of pet loss. And then from there, we went into other milestones because our customers started to say, well, we trust you. You do such a good job of making sure that these packages get to the hands of the people that need them the most. Do you do birthdays? Do you do welcome packages? What about when, pets are sick? How about get well? And so we grew from this one memorial gift to many memorial gifts, from picture frames and candles and keychains and ornaments and stuff like that, garden signs, wind chimes, to then all these other milestones where it's the same process. You can literally log into your account, pick the gift you want to send, the catalog. If you're a groomer, you set up a free account. You can go into the, say, birthday catalog, pick what you want to send, pick the card, type your message, and check out. We handwrite that card, we gift wrap it, and we ship it right to that customer or employee for you. And in the terms of a consumer, just somebody shopping for friends and family, we do the same thing. You just add a card, type your message, and check out, and we ship it right to that friend or family member you're sending it to.
That's wonderful and very easy. That's just the convenience of being able to do that way is great. And that you're going beyond just something then that's just a normal pet sympathy card. You have many types of products there. I've taken perused the website, and there's lots of ideas there. So I think anyone can find something that they're going to like for the person.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. We don't want to be an overwhelming catalog. We're not Amazon where you can find anything from underwear to kitchen sinks. I literally know that because I have bought both on Amazon. So we sometimes it's already hard enough to figure out, like, what do you want to do for someone? So if you have this massive catalog, you can never figure it out. We have some really unique items. Some of those we produce ourselves. They're our designs. We manufacture them, and then we sell them. Others we get from companies that have beautiful products that we just really like and that, meet our mission of bringing comfort or bringing joy to people at different periods of, their pet's life. So, we have a nice assortment, but it's not overwhelming. We have probably about 21 different types of greeting cards that you can pick from, and we're always adding to that. So whether it's some type of sympathy card, or it's a birthday card, or it's a welcoming a new cat, or sending a get well wishes, there are cards for different occasions. Weddings, engagements, new babies, when millennials are welcoming, their first human into the family, the dogs and cats and our pets are part of that. So, we're really just trying to help people celebrate all those steps along the journey with our pets.
Right. Now, what are some of the more current products? Have you added this year some new products?
Well, we just added a new frame. So we have another beautiful pet loss frame that you can hang, anybody who receives it can hang their pet's ID tags on it. That just actually got into our sympathy catalog. But we launched a new line of air fresheners, and it's a departure from our, sympathy and birthdays and stuff, but it's called Positively Fresh. And these are car air fresheners, or they're air fresheners you can hang in your home, anywhere that you need a little bit of inspiration. So we call it Positively Fresh, no pun intended, because we are using these really adorable, clever animal characters with these, as I said, clever sayings. And the intention is to inspire people, to bring positive inspiration to people in these activities that we do on a daily basis. So whether we're driving our car to and from work, sitting in traffic, frustrated, running the kids to a soccer game, we've all just been through a crazy period in our history. And that's when this idea came about, and these really adorable characters, from dogs to horses to cats to birds, hamsters, they're all on these air fresheners. But anyway, it came about during that pandemic, but I just felt compelled to, give a way for people to just, smile through whatever it is you're going through on a particular day. So we launched those this summer. We have 4 designs out right now. We have 5 new. They're going to be coming in like any day. We're waiting on them. So you literally can order 9 different designs. They're 9 different animals with 9 different really inspirational sayings on them and great scents that are integrated. They are awesome for giving as gifts. They make great counter sales. So if you're, people are picking up their pets at the end of a groom, if they're there, sitting on the counter or nearby, it's something that would actually boost your sale. They're actually low cost enough, too, as a wholesale product to be able to just give away, maybe to a new client or give it to them, at a special time. One of the new designs includes a really cute holiday design. That would be perfect, a nice little gift that you can give to all of your clients at the holidays and not break the bank. So, so thanks for asking about that, Stephen. I just love them. They're called, again, Positively Fresh. They're air fresheners. Put them in your car. Put them in your home. And you can see them on our website. You can go right to our main menu. And then if anybody on the call or listening is interested in wholesale, all they need to do is register for that free business account. And when they're registering, not just register for gift service where we'll send packages for you, but also register for the wholesale account. So you want to select the option of both. And then you'll be able to buy those air fresheners wholesale, and you can give them away or resell them. And you'll also be able to send packages whenever you need to.
So just to be clear for some people, that you will, of course, ship some of the items, like, of course, if I'm buying wholesale, I'm going to have it shipped to me for the shop, whatever.
Yep.
But many of the items, will you take the complete address and you do all the shipping direct right to the pet owner that's being honored with?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. So we say, we're a direct-to-consumer gift service. Or in this case, if you're a business, we say direct-to-client. Or direct to employee. So whenever you need to send something, this happens a lot. Somebody will call and say that they, had to put their dog down. You can literally log into that free account, access the pet sympathy catalog, pick the gift or gifts you want to send, pick your card, type your message, and check out. We handwrite that card, we gift wrap it, and we ship it right to that customer for you. And then all you've got to do is wait for them to give you a call or even just check your tracking to see when it gets delivered. Because once you place that order, everything is tracked. You receive a copy of your order, so you have that for your business records. And I would classify that as a marketing expense. And then you also get a notification when it ships. And you can opt into getting a notification when it's delivered. So you literally are in the know the entire time. We know you're busy as groomers, any type of business, be it a pet sitter, you know, doggy daycare, veterinarian. You guys are busy. You're filling the needs of the pet and the pet parent. We just take care of this for you and make sure it lands in their mailbox, and then you get all the gratitude for it. So we just make it happen. And then this holiday, we actually, our business customers have been asking us for a couple years, and we're finally doing it this year, and we hope to continue to perfect it after this inaugural year. But we are going to be doing holiday cards for our customers, being able to order, you know, provide us with your customer list. We'll handwrite all the holiday cards for you, and you can choose to have a little gift sent with it, whether it's a decal or our new holiday air freshener. We will ship that right to them. We'll do your entire, you know, holiday cards, handwrite them, and ship them right out there to make sure they're there in time for the holidays.
Great. I mean, the convenience to the groomers. Oh, or, of course, we should say this can also be pet sitters, vet offices. You've certainly got a broad amount of people who are in the pet care services industry that this is really an ideal, convenient solution for them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, in fact, Stephen, it's any business. You know, we focus on pet services because, you know, there's so many, and, you know, you're busy, pet groomers, veterinarians, you're so busy, and obviously you're dealing with pet lovers because you're handling their animal companions. But, you know, any business that has a consumer that owns a pet should be using a service like this. You know, it's customer service. As you said in the very beginning of this call, customer relation programs. This is marketing and public relations. And what we've heard from our clients that have implemented, you know, are registered for an account and then implemented our service by simply just ordering a package whenever they need it has been that hands down it's the best thing they've done for their business because it's this incredible PR. One, it takes care of your need to extend sympathy, so it makes you feel good. But on the other side, it's bringing comfort to people that are hurting that then are also going to come back as another customer or send referrals because you've just touched them in such a way that you don't get the time to do otherwise because you are busy. So that's how it works. So any business out there, be it an insurance broker or a financial planner or a corporate organization, this is a no-brainer for touching at a deeper level your customer base or impacting, you know, at special times, poignant times in your employee's life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, it was all the way back to opened up what became one of the world's largest grooming businesses. And my mother used to always say, you know, it's not just great grooming. It's the client relations that are bringing me and building up. She got to a point where she had 6,000 regular grooming customers.
Wow.
We were pretty busy. You know, people kept saying, well, you're just out to grow baby bass. We didn't have any plans on that.
No.
But it was that she bent it on client relations people. Most of them didn't want to go anywhere else because you felt you're being served as the pet owner, the pet's being served, and we honored the clients. And so, you know, back in those days, there was nothing hardly like a pet sympathy card. And in our original book, From Problems to Profits, the management system that my mother created in the business, a pet sympathy card was even, and get well cards on a birthday card. She wouldn't have to go out to an artist in those days and to create these scratch on herself. And so, you know, she did that for almost 30 years. And we didn't have the internet then, but yes, it was like any kind of opportunity to acknowledge the value of the love between the pet owner and their pets and that we care. We sent something out in the mail. If, you know, I was trained working at the front counter. If we heard the pet sick because someone called in and said, you know, I can't bring in Charlie because he's sick. Well, that night, we've had a card in the mail, a get well card.
Right. Yeah.
Now look, I mean, you've taken this kind of bond that you're helping the pet groomers with. We would have loved it. She would have loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's we're filling a need, right? The need to connect with one another, whether it's through grooming or it's through gifting, but it's building community too, you know. So, you know, in this day and age, it's harder and harder to connect with people. We're busy. We're running in, you know, a million different directions. And so this is one way you can do that. And everybody loves their animals. They are family to them. So when you recognize their family and the things that are important to them and to their family members, it speaks volumes, you know, and it doesn't have to be expensive. I mean, we pride ourselves on doing, you know, having wonderful, beautiful gifts, unique items, handwritten cards, gift wrap, and you can do that for under $30. So we know that as a business, you know, people are, you know, you can't afford to spend $100. And a lot of the stuff that is out in the market, if you send a basket, you're $75, $80, $100 out. You can't do that. The way we operate, we have a number of different price levels, and we have a value package level. You know, that's anything under $25. The average package that our groomers or businesses send is $27.75. That's all inclusive. That's a gift, a handwritten card, gift wrap, and shipping anywhere in the United States. So that's really affordable. You you know, think about what you charge. You think about what the average groom is, $70, maybe higher. We have some big mobile grooming outfits that use us quite frequently, but they're charging $100-something a groom. So over the lifetime of that pet, if you send a sympathy gift that costs $30 or under $30 for 12 years of grooming, it's a drop in the bucket. But it has such a return on your investment that it's a no-brainer.
Excellent. Let's give people, just to make sure they haven't been to the website yet. So what are some of the other type of products? Not what they're for, we know what they're for, but what other products? I believe you do like candles, for example,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, yes, actually. So we have two sympathy candles, and we've designed those. They were our ideas, and one is called the Healing Hearts Candle. It's what they are is they're soy, lavender, and chamomile essential oils. But what we do is randomly embed one of 10 feng shui hearts into every candle. So it's like a little gift inside the candle, and it's only after you melt the candle that you find out which stone you got. And then every stone has a message associated with it, and you find out, like, if it's tiger's eye, rose quartz, jade. So people love that product. Men, women, older, younger, children, it's that little keepsake inside. They can't wait to get to it. And we hear a lot that it was the perfect stone. So they don't know what they're going to get until after they melt it. And then when they get it, they're like, oh my gosh, this was such a perfect stone for, you know, my relationship with my pet. And then we have the butterfly blessings candle, which are little butterfly keychains. So inside the candle, similar to the healing hearts, when you melt it, it reveals one of 18 different butterfly stones that are on little keychains. So now you can hang those butterflies on your purse, on a keychain, on a tote, on your dog's collar perhaps, you know, anywhere you want to put it, but they too are feng shui butterflies. So again, the whole idea of it's a surprise and then it's a keepsake that then reminds you of that special pet. The butterfly blessings we brought out to serve both people and pets. Because our businesses, believe it or not, said, you know, can you send human sympathy gifts for us? Do you have any options? And at the time, we didn't. But then we added, and we said, okay, well, let's let's do the butterfly blessings candle. This way, you know, from time to time, you might have an older clientele, a husband may pass away, and you want to do something for that client. So there is a human sympathy catalog that you have access to with a couple of human sympathy cards you can choose from. And then that became, what do you have for when they have the babies? So you see, it's busy groomers and businesses like your family was involved in, Stephen, that actually helped us expand our options because they were asking for it.
Exactly.
Oh, and then I forgot, we have another candle that's in the works right now. It's not available right now, but it will be in 2023. That's called the Charmed Candle. It's the birthday birthstone candles. So like the others, we like to put little surprises inside our candles. So this one, they're beautiful crystal birthstone keychains, or what we call charms. They're gorgeous. They're crystal. They're in all the different birthstones. So whether, you know, your pet is, born in July and they're Cancer and it's a ruby stone, that just happens to be my birthday. But that's what's inside the candle. And then you can clip it to your pet's collar or you can use it yourself for your birthday stone. So what also comes with it is the horoscope, the pet's horoscope. So it's a really cool little thing. That'll be available in 2023, and then it'll be one of the gift options that you could send for birthdays. You could send it as a welcome gift. You could really send it at any time, actually. So.
All right. Well, why don't we tell people, I'll have you go ahead and give the ways that people can get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, number one, the website, petperennials.com. So that's P-E-T and then perennials, P-E-R-E-N-N-I-A-L-S.com, petperennials.com. And you can poke around in our collections to see the different types of milestones we have products for and packages. But if you are a business, please make sure you check out the business services page. That's where you can register for that free business account. And that's important if you do want to order packages in the future because, number one, you get discounts right off the bat. You're never charged anything to have that account. There's no monthly fee. You're only charged whatever the package price is when you send that package. So if it's once a month, if it's once a year, you know, that's all you're paying. And then as I told you earlier, the whole process is tracked. So you have your order for your invoices or your financial tracking. You get your shipping. It's all right there. And you can go back into your account and see any previous orders so that you can always, check to see, did I order something for Mary Smith? So that's what you want to do if you want to sign up for the gift service. Also, for that wholesale account, you want to choose the option of both. That way, if you were interested in our air fresheners to resell, you can look in the wholesale catalog, too. And then our phone number, 855-573-3887. And we do answer the phone. I'm a stickler. I'm old school. I hate when I find a company that's really does great things, but then I can't get a hold of them by phone. So we have a phone number. We have all types of businesses that we service, from, you know, the old school business person that doesn't use the internet. They can call orders in, they can email orders, they can fax orders, and they can even text orders to us too. Some of the younger generation, they're just using their cell phone, so they just like to shoot us a text. So we have a number of different ways you can place that order, but going online just streamlines the whole process for everyone, and you can track everything right there inside of your account.
Great. And do you still have your blog?
We do, yeah. You can access our blog. We put out 3 to 4 different blogs every month. We focus on a couple of topics. We always have a grief blog. Every month where we focus on topics of grief and talking about the relationships with your pets, some advice on how to do that. We work with a wonderful woman that allows that she's an animal communicator, and she does a lot of our grief blog materials. And we also have a Facebook group called I'm Not Crazy because I Talk to Animals. And Anne goes live once a month to do readings on that Facebook group. So people come on there. They'd like to, you know, talk to Anne Hoff, see if she can connect with their pet and stuff like that. So that's one of the blog categories. We have a dad and his dog where we have one of our resident dog dad, Zach. He kind of talks about different, you know, topics related to pets and pet parenting and, you know, doing things with your animals. And then we share a lot of awesome resources from different collaborators on pet tips and things. So.
Well, you've got quite a lot going on. You've really taken this to a limit. I've never seen anyone do something as complete as this.
It's been a labor of love, I should say. It started with Olive, and here we are. And I'll tell you, it's not been an easy road, but it's one that we felt compelled to be on, and our pets inspired us. That's why we started it. But the pet industry is quite interesting and highly competitive. We don't sell toys and treats, or we don't manufacture toys and treats. We actually do have toys and treats in some of our packages, but that's not the business we're in. We're not a pet supply company. So it's like when we first came into the scene, we didn't know anything. We were just pet parents that had this idea and wanted to help people who lost their pets. And we went to Super Zoo and Global Pet, and we were like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Really? You know, so we were like fish out of water. And we saw with just that first product, that's all we had at the time, that, you know, people were like, but I don't want to talk about the death of a pet. But in reality, it happens every day. Every day we lose our loved ones, too. So it's part of life. And there really hasn't been a go-to place for that that makes it so easy. So we pride ourselves on being compassionate, being creative with the products that we offer, being convenient, and then also building that community.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for coming in to this show today. We got it off to a little bit of a tiny rough start there today, but this has been very interesting, and I've even learned more about what you're doing on the side besides that wonderful website, which again is for the people listening to the show online. We did put the website there. It is petperennials.com. Why don't you give them the phone number one more time?
Phone number is 855-573-3887.
Great. And if anyone at PetGroomer.com in the sidebars of almost every page, you will see a list of sponsors. You will find Pet Perennials is there. That's just another place you can find, because it will lead you. You can have a link. It will take you over to the Pet Perennials website. I encourage everyone to go take a look, because there's just a lot more ideas than we can even begin to talk about on just a short radio show like this. So I want to thank you for coming with us today, Remy, and I wish you great success in continuing with the business.
Stephen, thank you for having me on and welcoming Pet Perennials to your group.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.